As more and more people told abduction stories, appeared in the news, and had their stories retold in books and films, the idea of extraterrestrials taking human beings onto flying saucers became more accepted. Some people believed the events were mysteries that were simply not yet understood. In 1987, an author named Whitley Strieber published a book titled Communion, A True Story, in which he recounted his own alien abduction story. Whitley and his wife and young son split their time between an apartment in New York City and a log cabin in upstate New York. It was the night after Christmas 1985 when he had a very strange experience at the family's cabin. After going to bed, he claims he awoke suddenly to a whooshing noise coming from the living room downstairs. He checked the burglar alarms on the house from a panel near his bed, and everything seemed fine. Then, he noticed that the door to his bedroom was moving. Incredibly, he saw a small figure slowly peering around the bedroom door at him. 3.5 feet tall, small, and slender, the being had two dark eyes and a small mouth. It was wearing a hat or helmet and a plate over its chest. The figure rushed toward him, and Whitley lost consciousness. Initially, his memories of what happened came in brief flashes. The next thing he was aware of was being moved. His body was being floated or carried out of the room. He felt paralyzed, as if he were frozen into position. Next, he was aware of being outside in the woods. There were two beings nearby. One was wearing a gray jumpsuit, and Whitley felt as if the being were trying to explain something to him. Then, he was floating above the trees and lowered through a gray circular opening into a room. It was a round room with a domed ceiling, and Whitley was seated on a bench against the wall. Several small beings began rushing about, moving very fast. He recalled later that they smelled something like cinnamon. And he saw more than one kind of being. The shorter ones he had seen outside, and another being who was about 5 feet tall, with huge, angled black eyes, unlike the smaller round eyes of the others. They put Whitley on a table in another room and conducted medical tests, and he remembered something being implanted in his body. They showed him a device he did not recognize, pricked his finger, and the next thing he knew, he was waking up, back in his own bed. The local newspaper reported that many people in the area had seen objects with lights flying through the sky, including right near the Strieber's cabin in late December. Whitley had a lot of questions about what had happened to him, so he went to see Bud Hopkins, a ufologist and expert in abductions, who happened to work near Whitley's apartment in New York City. Hopkins interviewed him and then asked if there had been any prior strange occurrences. Whitley remembered that there had been another very strange night in October, just a few months before his abduction, when two friends were staying with the Striebers at the cabin. They all had been awakened in the middle of the night by a loud bang and a bright light coming in the windows from outside. Whitley's wife and young son remembered the same loud bang waking them up. When Whitley later asked, their friends did remember looking out the window, thinking it was bright as daylight outside, and hearing scampering feet upstairs. One friend also recalled Whitley saying that a spaceship had come to visit them, but he did not remember saying that. Each person had dismissed the event as a strange dream at the time. Looking back, though, they realized that they had experienced something together. But what? Whitley and his wife underwent hypnosis and remembered many more details about these two nights. Whitley had never believed in anything like UFOs before, but now he dedicated himself to researching everything about them. His book, Communion, was a bestseller and was made into a movie. The life form he described was illustrated on the cover of the book, becoming a famous image that continues to be associated with extraterrestrials.